Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. Chief priests, the scribes, and the leader of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could not find the way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most well-known and loved priests last century, and he died about 10 years ago, was a Franciscan whose name was Father Benedict Rochelle. Father Benedict Rochelle. He was a Franciscan in the renewal of the friars at the house in New York. Very prolific writer, had his program on EWTN, and even spoke like a New Yorker. Tells a story of when he was giving a retreat, I think it was in India. Didn't mention the group, but it was most likely the Missionaries of Charity at their house in Calcutta. And he said that after he gave a retreat, he just decided to visit, I think it was a Buddhist temple. And as soon as he entered the temple, there were a lot of people there, but there was absolute silence, reverence, and respect for Buddha. And there was a Buddhist priest that saw Father Benedict Rochelle, who was dressed in his Franciscan religious habit. And the Buddhist monk bowed to Father Rochelle out of reverence. Then he came back to the United States and he entered into a Catholic church. It was like entering into Dodger Stadium. There was a lot of noise, a lot of talking, a lot of chatter. Very interesting contrast. Very interesting. And Rochelle said this, "There are people that are adoring the wrong God, using the wrong words, they're in the wrong place, and they will be heard." And there are maybe Catholics that are adoring the right God in the right place, and maybe using the right words, and they will not be heard. Very interesting. As a parallel to this, Part of my work as a priest is visiting homes, knocking on doors, kind of like the Jehovah Witnesses, huh? But I'm not a Jehovah Witness in disguise. I'm a Catholic priest. On one occasion, I visited a house. It was right around Christmas. It was a Mexican Catholic family. They opened up the door, and I started to talk to them. And I noticed there at the entrance of the house, on the table, there are three statues. A big statue of Buddha. These are Mexican Catholics, no? Big statue of Buddha con panzón y todo, okay? Then there was another big, majestic statue of Santa Claus. One of those Santa Clauses that are about 3 feet tall. When you plug them into the wall, and there they are, lighting up the whole house at night. Then to the right of Santa Claus and Buddha was maybe a 12-inch statue of Jesus Christ, the Sacred Heart, dirty with his hand broken. God speaks to me through symbols. God speaks to me through circumstances, through symbols, and through earthly realities. How many people today are worshiping the wrong God? How many modern idols today? So you heard the Lucan version of the purification of the temple. But the John version in John chapter 2, the second part, a little bit more developed, where Jesus takes the tables and turns them over, scatters their coins on the ground, and he gets a bull whip, and he whips the people out. And he says, "You're turning my Father's house into a marketplace. You're turning it into a den of thieves." And the apostles remember, zeal for my Father's house consumes me. So the point, I think, is clear. We have to rediscover the importance of reverence for the sacred. We've lost, as Pope Benedict XVI would say, Cardinal Ratzinger, we've lost the sense of the sacred. We've lost the sense of the sacred, especially in the sacred precincts, which is the church. We have to rediscover the sense of the sacred. God is truly present. In his body, blood, soul, and divinity. There was once an elderly woman that was going to church in a parish in another state. And after Mass, everyone was talking in the church, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And the elderly woman went to the priest and said, "Father, tell the people to be quiet. They're in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament." And the priest said, "It can't be done." The elderly woman said, "It can be done. You're the priest. You've got to call the shots." Right in that moment, the pastor came in and the elderly woman said, Father Pastor, please tell the people. Tell the people to be quiet. They're in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And the priest said, you can't do that. She said, I can't do it, but you can do it. And the woman went on to say that she was present at two masses in which a priest was celebrating his 25th anniversary. And those two masses, there are thousands of people, there are 2,000 people, 1,000 one mass, 1,000 the other mass. And those people were there an hour in silence before the mass, in Eucharistic adoration. And the two priests were dumbfounded. They were thinking, how on earth could you have two masses preceded by a holy hour in which there is absolute silence? The priests were dumbfounded. She said, it's true because they witnessed it. The name of that woman was Joan Marie Broom and happens to be my mother. Piece the story together, huh? Piece the story together. We have to rediscover the presence of the sacred. That tabernacle, you've got a three times holy God, Isaiah chapter 6, huh? In that tabernacle, you've got the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You people maintain silence and reverence in front of the Blessed Sacrament, but you know a lot of people that don't do it. Go out and teach them. Teach them that Jesus is truly present. You're like the Magi. We should take off our crowns. We should prostrate ourselves on the ground and worship the Lord. We should, with our hearts, our minds, our souls, we should say, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, sacrament most holy. Oh, sacrament divine. All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Amen.